The federal government's supposed to be 4 years into an effort to inventory all of the programs that it runs, but that effort has not made it very far. The inventory is a requirement of the GIPRA Modernization Act of 2010. Chris Mim is Managing Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office and is looking at how OMB can help agencies find programs to count, let alone cut. Chris, it's great to talk to you again. I tweeted just a few moments ago at FROS WFED that agencies count programs or define programs differently because OMB lets them. And you report that the approach that they're taking, that OMB's taken so far, hasn't led to an inventory of federal programs as it was supposed to do 4 years ago. What are the key holdups here beyond the definitions issue, or is that really the big problem holding this effort up? Thanks for being on today, Chris.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Francis, to be back with you. It's a lot of it is the definition. If you let 1,000 flowers bloom, you're going to get 1,000 blooming flowers out there, and that's kind of the approach that OMB took. It gave, based on a pilot that it had done in 2012, it gave agencies then the authority to define in different ways and use different categorizations for how they thought about their programs. That may have made sense in many cases for individual agencies, but collectively, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And that's really what we're trying to do, what the GPRA Modernization Act was about. I realize, you know, thinking about how many programs there are and how you define those can really seem like inside baseball. But the reason that this matters so much is that a good definition of programs and consistency across agencies allows for, first, an understanding of what's the overall scope of federal effort in any given program area. And then, second, it allows to identify opportunities where there's fragmentation or overlap or duplication in programs. And as you know from other GAO work, that's a big problem that the federal government faces. And so this is really meaningful that they haven't made a lot of progress on this.
It's a measurement issue, and we'll talk about the importance of that measurement issue as we go through our conversation, Chris. But you point out in this report, this is what OMB says they learned from that pilot program that you talked about. A one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work well. Agencies and their stakeholders use the term program in different ways because agencies achieve their missions through different programmatic approaches. That's all well and good. But back to the measurement issue. If Agency A administers an employment training program in a particular way and Agency B administers an employment training program in a different way, what I take away from your report is there's not really a way to measure each of them and say, well, Agency A is doing this really well. Agency B is struggling. So let's do more of what Agency A is doing and less of what B is doing. Am I on track there?
That's precisely the point. I mean, keeping with your example, dealing with, a job training program, is you could have one agency that defines the program in the context of its program activities in the budget, basically uses a budget context. Another program or an agency that uses that's also focused on job training could use a customer definition. A third agency could use it in terms of its organizational structure. A fourth could use it in terms of the outcomes that it's trying to achieve. The thing that's you know, the real solution going forward. And we had a whole series of recommendations we can get into, but the real solution going forward, and obviously your program is all over this, is better use of technology. And that is quite simply all we need to do is get a web-based approach where you can tag programs in different ways, and then analysts can go ahead and sort them based on, do you want to know all those job training programs by are you defining them by budget, or all of them as you're defining it by customer, or all of it that you're defining by organizational structure. That's not that heavy a lift. I mean, obviously, that's done all the time in other areas. OMB did initially have plans on this, or still has some plans. They've been delayed, though, OMB tells us, due to some resource constraints and awaiting implementation of the Data Act, which, again, is a big issue.
I don't want to go all the way down the turnpike on this issue, Chris, but is that tagging of programs subjective or objective? Is there a chance that somebody could look at it and say, well, I don't think you're tagging these right and you should tag them a different way? Or is it pretty clear which of these approaches each program falls into or as an agency or somebody else would tag them?
There's bound to be some discussion and debate as to whether or not something was tagged in the right way. Just as there were, you know, this time around with, you know, separate from the tagging, just the way that they defined them, you know, whether they used a budget approach or a customer or a product or service approach. We think that's ultimately there'll be some healthy back and forth on that, and that's actually a good thing. If it would take place, it would show that analysts were using it and kind of grappling with it, and the agency people too would be using it to try and figure out related programs and kind of the broad international outcomes that they may be working on. We don't see over the long term, though, that would be an intractable issue that couldn't be dealt with.
You and I spoke about one element of this on the program last week, and that is archived at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and that is the STEM programs that you and your colleagues looked at and tried to identify comparisons, parallel programs, and so on. But what struck me about this particular work, and there's a link to this report at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, like always, is you talked about those approaches and the different ways that an agency might decide it's going to evaluate its program or categorize it as a program. You have the budget approach, the customer's approach, the products and services and outputs approach, the organizational structure approach, the outcomes approach, and then there's the other one that attracted my attention, and that's the other. And if we can't figure out whether it fits into one of the other five buckets, we can just dump it in this one. And if we have that other, if there aren't at least, I mean, if we can't at least limit it to those five even, then it strikes me that that makes this problem of identifying what's a program and what's the structure look like infinitely more difficult. Am I a little bit too overdramatic or pessimistic about that, Chris?
No, you're right on both points. So not being overly dramatic and not being too pessimistic about it. Most of the agencies used the budget either in whole or in part. In fact, 19 of the 24 CFO Act agencies, and that's all we have this time, is the 24 CFO Act agencies, that you need to extend that into other agencies. But just dealing with the STEM programs, for example, the prior GAO work that we've been discussing had identified 158 different STEM programs across government. We went in and we looked at it and we said, well, could we find those programs in the relevant agency inventories? We were able to find 51 of those 158, and 9 of those were an exact match. This isn't a story about GAO, and you know, we shouldn't be the unit of analysis on this as to whether or not something comports with what we found. But it is it just shows that there's a real need for clarity on the part of the agencies to make sure that they're really incorporating and capturing all the major efforts or relevant efforts that they have in key areas. We did it again, you know, not only STEM, we looked at the nuclear nonproliferation programs as well, found similar types of inability to match where we had identified a program and then something that was clearly identifiable in the agency inventories. In some cases, there was an exact match, and when we found that, we have illustrations of that in the report, that's a great thing. In other cases, obviously, or in fact, in most cases, we weren't able to see where programs we had identified and reported on were picked up in agency inventories.
Chris Mim of the Government Accountability Office, looking at the definition of program in the federal government. And we just have a few minutes left, and there's a lot more work than there is time to talk about it, Chris. You're recommending that OMB revise its guidance to direct agencies to collaborate when defining and identifying programs that contribute to a common outcome. That I understand the value of that recommendation, Chris, but getting to that point when the diaspora of possible categorizations seems to me to be a really heavy lift.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, if we start out with, you know, taking your earlier point about pessimism, if we start out with modest expectations, none of the agencies that we found sought input from external stakeholders, and that includes the Congress or state local governments or third-party service providers, although, you know, some initial OPM guidance had required that, and then OPM kind of walked it back later. We think that there's at least an opportunity for, there's plenty of agency working groups that are around on just about any given issue that one of us could think about. That could be even the starting point, is to say, you know, for if there's the homelessness task force or food safety working group or any of these, and I just pick those because I know about them, not that I think they're deficient in this area, but for agencies that are relevant there to begin to start sharing their inventories with each other and saying, hey, how did you define this? Did we capture collectively all the federal effort that we think is going on in this area? And then hopefully, we're also going to identify as part of that, geez, here's some programs that we didn't even capture that we need to, if we're going to have an effective federal coordination effort, that we need to include them in our working group or our task force, whatever the case may be. So we're hopeful. We have modest expectations on this initially, but at least we can use it as a first step.
You commented a moment ago that so far this is just the 24 CFO Act agencies, and one of your recommendations is expanding implementation beyond that. That's pretty self-explanatory, I I think. You also recommend including tax expenditures in the federal program inventory. Why is that important?
Yeah, this is hugely important. It's part of something that we've gone back and forth with OMB over many years about the importance of subjecting tax expenditures, which are basically spending that's done through the tax code, the importance of subjecting them to the same types of performance and analytic tests that you would do in any type of other spending. I mean, the cumulative revenue loss from tax expenditures each year is about $1 trillion. So that's about equivalent to what we have in discretionary spending. Now, in many cases, running things through the tax code is the most efficient and effective way of achieving an outcome. You think of, you know, much of the assistance for college tuitions that many of us are benefited from through tax preference programs. But if all you're looking at is the spending side, you can, in many cases, and post-secondary education is a good example of that, in many cases, you can be missing an awful lot of the federal effort on that. Where our view is that if you're really focusing on in program area after program area, what's the sum total of the federal program effort and therefore the cost of that effort, it's important to include tax expenditures as part of that discussion.